I'm the ARGC from Tennessee, and I'm actually, and you hate to have speakers say this at the beginning, I do, but I'm actually not the best person to make this presentation, but I'm going to do my best. I really was not involved in Public Health Week as a participant, only as an observer, but I've had the opportunity to talk with Dara Spain, our executive director, and learned directly from her what the experience of our affiliate has been with our state health department this past year, and I'm going to share about that briefly. And then I'm going to share about one health department's experience, mine, because I know that in some detail. So let's get started. In Tennessee, it's been kind of a shared responsibility over the years between the affiliate, the Tennessee Public Health Association, and the state health department. During the last year, that shared responsibility really had kind of a breakdown. The department was going through a transition, and the person who the department had designated as the co-chair of this effort really didn't do anything. And so the affiliate was in a kind of a difficult situation of trying to promote Public Health Week among the various health departments, and from what I understand, it was, I would say, just a mediocre success. Now, here's how we did it. Tennessee is divided into regions, public health regions. There are six metro regions. The metro regions in Tennessee are separate entities unto themselves. They're governed by their local government, whatever that happens to be, a city or a county. All the rest of the counties in Tennessee, which would be 89 of those, are actually operated by the state health department. Now, they have separate county boards of health, but they really don't have much authority. And so if the state health department doesn't really step up to the plate and do its thing, then the local health departments really are left to do whatever they would do on their own initiative. And that's really what happened during this past year. We do budget $3,000, the affiliate does, to support these activities. And traditionally what we do is look at what the national theme is. We convene a committee that's composed of representation from each of the regions, and we ask them to develop a variety of activities that can be enacted, of course, by the local county health departments. And so the committee then shares that with the local health departments, and then they make their own decisions about what, in fact, they will do to observe Public Health Week in their county. this is just a list of some of the traditional activities that the health departments engage in. These probably would be very similar to what you might do in your own state. It's an opportunity, obviously, to highlight public health, to let the community be aware of what public health is involved in, especially to get the message to key stakeholders in the community, the county mayor, the county executive, the county commission, etc. And it's often also associated with some kinds of visible giveaways and that kind of thing to attract some attention. And then many of our health departments use this week to recognize their own employees who have provided some outstanding service. And this is just an example of this I Thought Nobody Noticed award. And in some health departments, that is a very important aspect of our observance of Public Health Week. And the Commissioner of Health traditionally tries to make as many of those kinds of celebrations as possible to recognize outstanding public health servants. Now, let me share with you in more specific terms what we did in Nashville. Now, I also should point out that we did use that $3,000 to purchase preparedness kits, and we distributed those throughout the state for those who wanted them. There were two kits for each region. Metro Nashville. Nashville is a metropolitan government, about 725,000 people. The health department has about 500 employees. Traditionally, our health department has a large variety of activities during Public Health Week. much of it is centered on ourselves and partying and having fun and celebrating being public health employees. I'm serious. I mean, it's been something that our employees have really looked forward to. It's a fun week, and it is also an opportunity to say thank you. But we decided this year we were really going to try to follow the national theme, which focused, as you heard, on preparedness. And so we charged our committee that planned this to, rather than doing such an inward-focusing thing, we were really going to focus on the community, and we were going to follow the national theme. And so what we did, first of all, was engage our own employees in raising the funds to develop 24 preparedness kits. And so they either made contributions or they bought items that goes into a preparedness kit. And so we were able to put together 24 kits. So roughly $1,200 worth of value there. So everybody had the opportunity to participate from that perspective. Then we recruited 12 employees and we trained them how to be a preparedness trainer. And then we charged them with going out and doing trainings in two different locations. One, senior citizens centers, and the other were in Head Start centers. Children, vulnerable population, elderly, vulnerable population, in terms of preparedness. Each trainer had two kits. They would go to their site. They obviously, a lot of advanced preparations were made. They made their presentation, and then they left their kit there. Senior centers, for example, have many opportunities in the ensuing year to be able to use that effectively with the various seniors groups. The attempt was to try to have a multiple effect over time. And same thing with the Head Start centers. So those kits were left there. We put together the kit so that, as I explained earlier, there would be some value to them ongoing. Part of that was there was a PowerPoint presentation that talked about preparedness, and you could use that in your talk to audiences trying to encourage them to get prepared. Written instructions, of course, on how to be prepared was in the kit. And then another I thought was really a neat idea, they put together an individual shopping list, you know, for the population that we were trying to reach, to go out and spend $50 for the items that should be in your preparedness kit is it's not something you can typically do just this week. You do it over time. And so they put together shopping lists over a 10-week period of time, so that by the end of that 10-week period, they'd have their kit, but they didn't have to spend all that amount of money at one time, which most of them would not have been able to do. And then, of course, there were examples of all the items to be included in a kit, in the kit that they received. Now, finally, we did have some internal activities. I should first mention we did do a public service announcement. It was a filmed with our Channel 3, which is our public access channel there, and we purchased time on the Fox channel, and it, during that whole week, the public service announcement was run. Actually, it was several weeks, and then there were some free showings as well of the public service announcement, and we got a lot of good feedback about that as well. And then we had movie day. We have, about five different locations of our health department, and so we had movie day at each site. And the director of health allowed employees during the lunch hour, or is actually right after the lunch hour, to come and watch a movie about disaster preparedness that I think the state of Colorado had prepared. And we gave free popcorn, free drinks, and we had a drawing for those who wanted to come participate. And then we discussed it afterward. So there was some fun activity, but it was still purposefully oriented toward the theme of the public health week. We were trying to get our own employees prepared. So that was our experience. Now, unfortunately, I can't tell you what we're going to plan on doing next year. So, because I didn't really know that was something I was supposed to have some thoughts prepared about. But anyway, that's our experience, and I hope that's of some value.